producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's Monday. Everything is fine. Everything is beautiful. It's the 2nd of November. Novembre en français, Pierre. It's Novembre the 2nd.
You're Novembre.
I am. How did you know that?
It's Dougie's birthday week. Woo-woo!
Coming up on it. All right, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is monitoring as usual in a fine way. The inspiration is coming from you through the inside connection you have at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday. The death of Fred Thompson, who was only 73 years old, seems to be on most people's mind. Yeah, as Jennifer said to me, just a second ago, I didn't even know he was sick. I didn't either.
Yeah.
He'd had a couple of bouts of lymphoma, and that seems to have done him in. I'm looking at a picture of him that was taken at a screening of a movie not long ago, and he didn't look good. The last time you saw him probably was in that commercial that he's doing for the reverse mortgage company.
I think that's it. See him every morning.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. But he was in lots and lots of movies, probably best known as the DA on Law and Order. Mm-hmm. Played that role for, what, 8-9 years, I think. But he was good in a lot of action flicks. As a matter of fact, speaking for the reverse mortgage company, this is what, for those of you that, wait a minute, Fred Thompson, do I remember his voice? You can't,
you do.
You would more easily recognize his voice than you would recognize even his face.
You see that ring on his finger? The Academy, class of 72, a Marine. You're kidding. How did you, Greer told me. Summer of his third year, he went down in a chopper accident in the Med. Bad. Pilot, crew killed. That kid spent 10 months in traction, another year learning to walk again. Did his fourth year from the hospital. Now, it's up to you, Charlie, but you might consider cutting the kid a little slack. Russian's going to find that sub before we get near it anyway.
So the other part of that dialogue, which you or monologue, no, it was a dialogue that you didn't hear, that we didn't have there, was the conversation starts when the question is asked by Fred Thompson. He's in the Ministry of Shaving.
Favorite line, isn't it?
Hi, this is one of my favorite lines from one of my favorite movies of all time, from The Hunt for Red October. They're talking about the plan. Have you got a plan? Well, the Russians must have a plan. The Russians don't take a dump without a plan. And the way
son,
he delivers,
guys, son, the Russians don't take a dump without a plan.
Yeah, and see, that was why he was liked in roles like that, because he could deliver the lines with that sort of deadpan look or sound to it.
Well, he had that little bit of southern twang, too,
which I love
in listening to. I think it just makes the character rich with that little bit of twang.
Yep.
But I didn't realize he was only 73.
Yep.
He looked older.
Heard you pulled a rabbit out of the hat.
Sometimes you just get lucky.
What's this?
My letter of resignation. You obviously need someone who's more in tune with your point of view.
If I'd wanted a yes man, you'd have been out on your butt a long time ago. I need someone who can tell me when my britches are unbuttoned.
You took me off the case. You don't have confidence in my judgment.
This is not mathematics, Jack. If every one of these cases could be prosecuted by applying some equation in a book, then you couldn't get me out of bed in the morning. I know you feel the same way. Now just tell me that you'll think this over some more. You know, one day this chair is going to be empty.
I'm no politician, Arthur.
Yeah. Everybody says that.
Everybody says that. he was married to a very young woman and had a young child. As a matter of fact,
two young kids.
Has he got two?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Used to, I remember, we interviewed him a couple of times, I think, Richie, if I'm not mistaken, for various things. And I remember asking him what was the easiest part of his job as Arthur Branch. He said, getting up in the morning and getting on the train, because he lived in Washington, going to New York, knowing his lines, blocking out, because all of the law and order principles were done in a big old warehouse that had been converted down at Chelsea Pier. And it was fun because I remember driving by there on a couple of occasions, and many of the people that you would see that are in those shows would be walking out of the building at lunchtime to go across the street to the little diner. But he would get on the train and he'd go up to New York and he'd spend as much time as he had to get his lines in. Usually could do it a day a week. And they'd fix it, they'd block all of his scenes so that he could do them in one day, and then he got on the train and went back again. So it was the easiest job he ever had. So that was, I think, what other people, most people liked him. He seemed so easy. He was at ease with himself. And that's why he easily won when he ran. He had 8 years in the Senate. First time he filled in, he ran for a seat that only had 2 years left. I've forgotten who gotten. Anybody remember who he replaced in the Senate?
No.
Al Gore. Yeah, it was.
Right.
Thank you, Kenny. Yeah. Right. And then...
That was an upgrade.
Yeah. For Tennessee or Fred Thompson. Well, he was first known... He was opposite Hillary. I don't think a lot of people knew this. When the Nixon hearings were held, he was there in 73. That was when he really first got started as a lawyer for the Republicans. And Hillary was a lawyer for the other side. Do I have that right, Kenny? Do I remember that right?
I think he was higher up the totem pole, though, at
than
that
she
point.
Was.
Yeah. Yeah, she was kind of junior.
Yeah.
And he was bigger part of the mix.
Right. But it was when I think I remember asking him about that, and they were friends, or at least I remember reading it somewhere. They maintained their friendship from there. Anyway, so the point is that he was way too young to die. And you look at pictures like that and you start thinking to yourself, what's the lesson in it for me? The lesson in it for you is to take advantage. This is a guy who lived life richly, fully, to the max. And that's the way you need to live your life. I think that a lot of people just don't get that life is precious, that it is very fast. And I mean, you can somebody who can speak to that, having done this program pretty much every day for the past 27 plus years, I find myself thinking the show is over for that day, and the next thing I know, hello,
here we come again.
There we go. Let's try this again. The World Series was pretty interesting. I watched it with my son last night. We'll talk about that in a moment. It's 14 after the hour. This is Monday. Good day.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Lumber Liquidators wants to help you get a beautiful hardwood floor quickly, easily, and for less, like customer favorite wide plank gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood. We've got it for just 99 cents, or save on all easy-to-install top-quality Kensington Manor laminate. This week, gorgeous Bristol County Cherry is more than 20% off, and it's your last chance to save 20% on new wood look tile and 15% on complete Morningstar bamboo flooring packages, plus more deals from 69 cents, and get 12-month special financing. Hurry, get beautiful hardwood floors for less today. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I know that there are people who would rather talk about this than me.
Let us have it. Just turn it over.
The Good Day program at 17 past the hour. Jennifer, Richie, and Kenny. And I even watched part of that game last night before I fell asleep. Because remember, on the West Coast, it's... What'd you say?
I'm just looking at the final score, 7-2.
Well, when I went to bed, it was the Mets were ahead 2-1, I think.
Yeah.
So what happened after I went to bed?
There was one out in the ninth, and Harvey decided, you're not going to take me out of the game.
Let's talk about it. So Harvey, he pitches this beautiful game for 8 innings, right? Beautiful. And
it was perfect.
Harvey is the Mets pitcher.
Yeah. And Terry Collins, he comes into the dugout. Terry Collins is like, good job, sit down. And he goes, No. You can see him arguing with Terry Collins. I want to pitch.
It wasn't a big argument. He was like, hey, man, leave me in. I still got it. I feel it. Leave me in.
So Terry Collins puts him back in. And here's the thing. 26 doesn't know as much as 64, however old Terry Collins is.
Leave me in. Yeah.
And you know what? It was fate anyway. I mean, it was probably Kansas City's year. But it was kind of devastating because the Mets had this great game. And then it just got ripped apart. Ugh.
Well, yeah. Three out of four of the losses the Mets had in the series,
comebacks.
They were winning.
Yeah, that's right. They were ripped apart. Yeah.
So that bad management, does he get fired?
No. Let me tell you something. Before the break, they were nothing. And then after the break, they were the hottest team. I mean, they were just on fire. Mm-hmm. They just ran up against a team that was hotter than them this past week. Mm-hmm. Kansas City was just rocking it.
So how does the pay scale, Brendan and I were talking about this last night, the pay for these guys, is Kansas City up to, because it used to be they were one of the least well, how do I put that?
They were not well funded
as many like Boston, New York, and the Los Angeles.
My Nationals, I mean, you have your Bryce Harpers and your Steven Strasburgs, and you get all these names, and your Jason Worths that are all these big money guys. Yeah. You don't really have that on Kansas City. I mean, they are collective.
Well, they never have had that. They've never really paid as much as the other teams.
It just goes down to show you, though, some of the teams, the Dodgers included, I love the Dodgers, Rich loves the Nationals, are supposed to be so good on paper.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's all about chemistry and about coming together at the right time. And that's what happened with the Mets.
So is that more likely to happen in a town like Kansas City?
No,
where there's homegrown.
Because people don't forget that players are commuters. I mean, many of the team's players, I would imagine, are not from Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Royals are the 16th. Are 16th in line for pay. So you have your Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox, Tigers, Giants, then the Nationals, then your the Angels, Jennifer.
All right. Mm-hmm. Brendan said to me that a lot of them live in Arizona, no matter what team they play for. They're all friends. And the same with basketball, that most of the basketball players live in Los Angeles. And he knows that because they have pickup games they're playing all summer long.
Los Angeles and Arizona for athletes, Doug, he's right. That's because they want the warm weather all year round.
Right. Who doesn't?
Right.
Hello.
Here I am sitting in a chair in Los Angeles. Hello, everybody. 21 after.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Running 3 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, a moment in the day when we are focused on some of the fun stuff that comes from our brethren on television. Some of it, if you can find it, is anything. I had a conversation with somebody, and I'm trying to remember who it was. I had a lot of conversations this weekend.
Yeah, you were a party man, huh?
I was all over the place. Well, I wasn't partying. I just meet and talk to a lot of people. We did. We had breakfast. Yeah.
So, come on.
It was a party. I left my carb... No carb diet at home this weekend.
Yeah, you had a waffle.
Yeah, me too. I had a waffle with you. I had a pancake yesterday with the kids. And I had, what else did I do that broke it all? I had ice cream with Miles.
Yeah, we have to tell that story on the air at some point. You have to.
I did not have any sausage, though, Kenny. Thanks for asking.
I actually tried to order him some. He's like, how?
No, I didn't have any. I did have bacon yesterday. Yeah, I had a little bacon yesterday.
Yeah, you know.
All right, so anyway, this is the
your sugar with carcinogens.
yes. So the idea is that we bring to you at certain points in the day different things that are going on. The late night shows weren't too active on Friday night, but we do have some from Colbert. But the reason I bring this up is because I don't think I found anybody that I talked to this weekend about these late night shows that liked them. There's Seth Meyers, apparently he's laying an egg. And Colbert isn't as funny as some. People are longing for the days.
Yeah.
The people who watch those shows are longing for the days when they were good hosts, because there aren't good hosts now.
The people that are watching Fallon really like him.
I do, but there aren't that many.
I don't, though.
I don't like him at all, but there aren't that many. The millennials that would follow him, or people your age, Jennifer, are not staying up that late. They aren't. That's not look at the numbers.
And
you can see the numbers.
I realize what's missing. It's a good interview. Because, they're all kind of funny in their monologues, but no one interviews like Jay Leno used to, or, Carson, one of those.
Yeah. See, I like the creativity of Fallon. I think he's really funny. I think his bits are really good.
Well, here's Stephen Colbert joking about Donald Trump again.
It's my responsibility to safeguard you, my viewers, especially around the holidays, which can be so dangerous. So tonight, I'm issuing a special Halloween warning to residents of Peoria, Arizona. Please, be on the lookout for this.
Today, storms causing problems of a different kind in Peoria.
The strong winds creating a dangerous situation, launching a giant inflatable pumpkin right into traffic. The pumpkin rolling over cars, smashing into and bending a streetlight. Pedestrians running for cover.
Yes, a marauding orange monster is on the loose. And for once, it's not Donald Trump.
Wow.
Poor John Boehner.
Here's the street.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Wendy Williams, on her program last Friday, answered an audience member's question about a boyfriend that doesn't take her out.
I've been dating a guy for about 5 months. We made it official. He was known as a player. A lot of girls knew him as a player. I really thought he was trying to settle down. My one question is that he does not take me out in public. We only chill in his apartment. He goes to the club on the weekends, and he's never invited me. Like, is he embarrassed to me? Like, I just want to know, is this something that I should be
He's not embarrassed of you because you're cute. You seem like a nice girl. But he definitely has another life that he doesn't want you to know about, you know. And how long have you been dating him?
We've only been dating for a couple months, but...
That's enough. Yeah. It's time to leave that alone.
Yeah.
Do it before Christmas so you're not obligated to buy him a gift.
Hey. Preach it, sister.
Here's a quickie from Fred Thompson, who butted heads with Michael Moore when Thompson criticized him for traveling to Cuba.
You know, I've been looking at my schedule, Michael, and I don't think I have time for you. But I may be the least of your problems. You know, the next time you're down in Cuba visiting your buddy Castro, you might ask him about another documentary filmmaker. His name is Nicholas Guillen. He did something Castro didn't like, and they put him in a mental institution for several years, giving him devastating electroshock treatments. Mental institution, Michael, might be something you ought to think about.
Yeah. He was a well-known Republican. 28 after the hour, and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance. Coming right up, Jeb Bush has been sliding in the polls. Did his performance at the second GOP debate keep him in the hunt?
Some statistics are surprising, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school, and fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Gary LaMarche. While Jeb Bush is sliding in the polls and has been mercilessly mocked by Donald Trump, did he show some spine and spunk by standing up to Trump in the GOP debate too?
People have, as Rich said, to be true to themselves, and Jeb Bush is not apparently very comfortable for most of the time in that kind of attack dog role in which he's been forced. I thought he had a reasonably good debate. I still think it's the case that he's one of the maybe three people who have a chance of emerging from this as a nominee.
You know, I have a little sympathy for Jeb because it's obviously not easy to handle Trump, but I was a little shocked by the exchange over Jeb's wife. I just don't see how a political professional who's been around this game would suggest that Trump apologize and not know that there was zero chance that Trump would do it and not therefore have some stinging rebuke to close the exchange. You should have had something at the end saying, well, that's what I expected, because it would have been the decent thing to do, and you're not a decent
that
man.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Gary LaMarche of Democracy Alliance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Stephens, good day way to be tuned up for the day. Stop whatever you did over the weekend because it's the weekday.
Get to work.
Yeah, let's get to work. All right, so we have a new, yet another radio station switching today to Christmas music. Little Rock, hello, Little Rock, and hello.
I'm ready. You know what? I'm not even going to fight
really?
Here. I'm just I'm in the swing.
The guy in my neighborhood that put up his Christmas lights over the weekend.
God love him.
Really?
I'm egging your house, dude.
Nah, beat the crowd.
I'm all over it.
Beat the crowd.
I'm... Well,
Rudolph
the Red. Yeah. Are you ready for this yet?
Hey, Richie, Pat Fawcett died.
What?
Yeah.
Get out.
He's 60 years old. There's somebody that we knew that worked with Richie. Yeah, I was surprised.
You knew, too, because you would see him on...
people would see him on...
He was our salesperson here at the network.
Yeah.
And when Stephen Hatfield was blamed for the, what was the poisonous gas powder or whatever?
Anthrax. Yeah, yeah. He was his lawyer, wasn't he?
Not his lawyer. He was a spokesperson.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So Stephen Hatfield would come in here and like, dude, I didn't do it, man. I don't know what you're talking about. And Pat would always go out and represent him wearing the same blue blazer and be on CNN and everything every day.
Didn't he wear a country western hat?
Weird dude, but I mean,
yeah, he was a weird dude. All right, anyway, 25 minutes for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Our poll over the weekend at DougSteffen.com. Normally, what we do on the weekend is bring you the top 10 talk topics of the week and ask you which for you was the most important. We give the scale here from 1 to 10 based on what the research has shown, television and radio preferences for conversation over the course of the week prior and the debate made it to number one. Not with you, though. Number one with you was the new Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, who distinguished himself, I think, over the weekend by basically telling the president that we're not going to talk about immigration. It has been put off. Any discussion of immigration overhaul has been put off until the new president comes in 2017.
He was on Face the Nation this weekend, and he said it was a ridiculous notion to try to work out an issue with a president we can't trust, and so he said he's going to hold it off till 2017.
Right. Okay, so that was the number one issue, according to you. Second most important one was the school firing the policeman down in South Carolina. The next one after that was the congressional budget deal. So there's something pretty ugly that's attached to that we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes with somebody who's from one of these committees that defends your right to be an individual in the United States. There is a cybersecurity information bill that was passed in the middle of the night. It looks like nobody knew anything about it. People have been fighting against it for years. So we'll talk to somebody who is an expert in that field in a couple of minutes. What an outrage. Man, I'll tell you, this country is in such crappy shape because of these kinds of deals. And nobody holds this. So much going on. It's kind of, I hold it up akin to, and I don't know why it became more of a focus for me this weekend, with people on their smartphones everywhere you turn. People are addicted to these things, and they're not paying attention to what's going on in the real world. They're paying attention in an uber way to what's going on in their world. So when you get so focused on something, you lose sight of the bigger picture. And I think that's why there's a comfort zone. These people figure, oh, well, nobody's paying attention anyway. Let's sneak it through. And that's what they did. So they should be no more than
never, ever,
ashamed
ever
of themselves.
Forget 15 years ago or 13 years ago when we had that story about how General Motors was going to put a black box in the Corvettes so that they could track their braking and speed and location.
And the outrage.
And everybody, we were awe. I mean, I remember you and I going, and the phones were lit up, and everybody was going nuts about this.
Yeah.
But then as soon as they took that same technology and put it in the palm of your hand where it could be useful to you, that's when we all went, oh, okay, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's so funny how within 5 years it just flipped over.
Well, and that's what's happening in the world. So maybe if we're lucky in 5 years, we can flip back to something that's reasonable or find some reasonable way to govern ourselves.
Man.
It isn't a good sign. Anyway, so that was the number three issue, the Russians and the military. I think it's very interesting how people are mourning, or the news media is covering the crash of this plane that went down, the Russian airliner, that for whatever reason broke up at a high altitude. Now, that's what people are going to try to figure out. This is over the Sinai Desert. Plane was going from Cairo to St. Petersburg, and who would have thought there would be a plane load of people from St. Petersburg, Russia, down into people going back and forth from Cairo. And isn't it funny when you have a focus on my lady is in Cairo.
My lady.
And does that sound bad when I say it like that?
It sounds a little bad.
I'm not comfortable with anything that you call her.
I know, it isn't. It's just, if I just say Meredith,
weird.
You always say, tell everybody who Meredith is.
Right.
So I tell people
I would
who
say
Meredith
my girlfriend. I know you don't like it, but
I don't like that either. Anyway.
People get it.
She's in Egypt on a tour. And we talked, she was in the Sphinx yesterday. She was in the pyramid the day before. She's been over there 3 or 4 days. And around that, interesting how we're seeing news. This airliner wasn't up in the sky very long before it was either shot down or the plane was...
ISIS is saying they shot it down. And everybody else is saying, no, you didn't. Because you don't have the weaponry to be able to do that.
Yeah. They hope.
Well,
they stole it from somebody.
But most of the other airlines that would have flown over the Sinai Desert rerouted their planes because of this, because they don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, Air France and the rest.
Yeah, so in the...
And we're going to go around.
In the spirit of...
Safe.
Well, you go south of it. See, Syria is right next to it. If you look at a map, Syria, where all this activity is right next to Egypt. It's next to Israel. It's next to Jordan. It's next to Turkey. So there are a lot of vulnerable areas.
Walking distance
to
Europe, apparently.
Let me ask you this.
A walking distance to Europe.
Well, it's 4.5 hours to Paris from there.
Crazy.
Anyway, go ahead.
What, I mean, every airline has to be looking at their routes that go through that area and go, yeah, no, we're not flying.
Yeah, we're going over there.
Yeah, we're
going
to go this way. Mm-hmm. And it makes me wonder, when Meredith flew there, your lady friend, which direction did her plane go?
She came in from Paris on Air France and it went right to Cairo. There's no going over the Sinai. It just comes over the Mediterranean. Right. It's same as going into Tel Aviv. If you go into Tel Aviv, just go right across the Mediterranean, right into Tel Aviv.
Okay. You know, it's so silly on a smaller level. Just coming back from the Czech Republic, we were given two choices. You either take Swiss Air through Zurich or you take Aeroflot through Moscow. Mm-hmm. And what do you think our choice was? Because you just don't know.
The Russians for a while bought a lot of Boeing planes. You see a lot of 767s on Aeroflot. They used to make their own planes, but there's so many of them crashed, they stopped making them, and they were buying them from, most of them used, but sometimes they'd buy some new ones. This was an Airbus, but it wasn't a Russian, I don't believe it was a Russian carrier, it seems to me. I'm trying to remember, maybe, no, it was a Russian carrier, now that I think about it. There was another, I saw two or three things about planes and flights, and one of, I think, Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, one of the things that I read was the co-pilot of this plane complained to his wife just before they took off at what a piece of junk the plane was.
Oh, jeez.
I think I had that right. It's either that one or the plane that was in Fort Lauderdale.
How do you get in the plane if you get a piece of junk?
Yeah, right.
You're the one that picks it up and pulls it out of the off the ground and in the air.
Well, but maybe who knows what their choices are if they're working for a Russian airline.
It's like the guy who drives, oh, that thing's a death trap, but I'll take it to work or on a road trip. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. So, what has been the result? One of the things that was on the poll, obviously the focus on the debate, which it rang a bell a little bit, 9%, which would have put it in like fifth place, I think, on our list. The Republicans, in their arrogance, have suspended relationships with NBC because of the CNBC debate. What kind of a clown is this Reince Priebus anyway?
Reince.
How do you pronounce his name?
I think it's Reince.
Where do they find these people, even with these names?
Well, I think it's funny how all of the candidates have kind of collected together and said, you know what, RNC, forget you. We're going to go make our own rules with the networks now. And then the RNC goes out and says, well, look, you guys made us look bad. We're going to cut our deals with
you
guys.
But it's a sign of the times taking on the establishment, no matter what.
And especially him. He's a clown. Okay, so in a moment, we have a focus on lots of clowns because of the passing of the cybersecurity bill that you didn't know anything about. Next on Good Day.
Lumber Liquidators wants to help you get a beautiful hardwood floor quickly, easily, and for less. Like customer favorite wide plank gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood. We've got it for just 99 cents. Or save on all easy-to-install, top-quality Kensington Manor laminate. This week, gorgeous Bristol County Cherry is more than 20% off. And it's your last chance to save 20% on new wood look tile and 15% on complete Morningstar bamboo flooring packages. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and get 12 months special financing. Hurry, get beautiful hardwood floors for less today. Go to lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Women are considered old 5 years before men, according to Allure magazine, but we can turn back the clock. Turns out the key to a youthful glow is the foundation you use. Veteran makeup artist and Luminous Air brand ambassador Heather Boswell has tips on how to achieve a flawless look and what to avoid when you're applying makeup.
The number one mistake women make is using too much foundation. And now there's an easy way to avoid that with airbrush makeup. Once a makeup artist and celebrity secret, it looks natural and can take 10 years off your look. Luminous Air Supremacy gives everyone that airbrush finish. Its air delivery is 10 times lighter than your typical liquid foundation, and it has the convenience of an easy spray-on format.
Now everyone can have youthful, flawless-looking skin.
All it takes is a shake and a spray. There's even an airbrush blush and body shimmer to finish your look. Luminous Air Supremacy is lightweight and smooth, making it perfect for every day and a smash hit for your next night out on the town.
The line debuts on QVC and is available beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern on October 27th.
card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
46 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We have Sue Udry with us, who's the executive director of the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, defending Dissent Foundation. She said in a published article last week, quote, on Tuesday, the Senate passed the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. Civil liberties, consumer rights, and privacy groups have been fighting against this legislation and defeating it for 5 years. The vote last week comes despite the opposition of tech companies, cyber law professors, hundreds of thousands of everyday people who called, emailed, and faxed their lawmakers in protest. So what, Ms. Udry, is in this bill that we are going to so object to?
Well, you know, everybody's concerned about cyber security and cybercrime, especially after places like Home Depot and Target were hacked and our personal information was compromised. So in 2014, there were a bunch of these major hacks, and so Congress felt like they had to do something, and they created this cyber information sharing bill, which doesn't do the things that tech people will tell you is going to help us be safe from cyber attacks, like require complicated passwords or require companies to monitor their computer systems or use encryption. Instead, what it does is give the companies liability against any privacy laws for them to share cyber information with the government. So if they notice that they've been attacked, they'll just send all sorts of information that could include things like our names, our social security number, our credit cards, to the government, to the Department of Homeland Security. DHS will then share it with the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. So all of a sudden, now our private information is not just compromised in the company's computers, but now it's all over federal computers, which we know from the OPM hack earlier this year. It's not safe there either.
So is this another way around for the NSA to get the information that they were told by the government? I mean, this seems like one hand doesn't know what the other one is doing.
Why would the CIA and the NSA and everybody need the information from the hack? What is their excuse for needing that?
Well, they say they need it because they can find the signature of the worm or the virus that invaded the company. So they're saying it's for a legitimate purpose for them to be able to stop cybercrime. But in the meantime, they're scooping up all sorts of our private information that they don't need to have.
Ms. Udry, did the bulk of the people who voted on this know it was even tacked on to the bill it was tacked on to? It wasn't a separate bill by itself, was it?
No, it was the premise of the bill. And one key amendment that they voted down was to have the Department of Homeland Security scrub out our private information before they share it with the CIA and the NSA and the FBI. And Senator Feinstein, who was the sponsor of the bill, said, No, we can't. We don't have time for that. It needs to be shared in machine time. But the problem with her argument is that hacks like the Home Depot hack, we know that the malware was at Home Depot from, I think, like April until September. So it's not like they're discovering the crime in machine time.
So
but they're,
is this bad management, bad government, or are these people just ignorant? Which is it?
Well, you take your pick. I cannot find out, you know, the people who voted for the bill, which I've got to say, at least in Massachusetts, both of your senators did vote against it, so congratulations. The people who voted for the bill couldn't explain how it's been really protected.
They didn't know. They probably, yeah. I'm not giving them a pass by any stretch of the imagination, so now your work is to get this overturned, which is probably a lot harder than trying to keep it from passing in the first place. Good luck with that.
Unfortunately,
Sue Udry helping us understand the cybersecurity bill, which we'll talk more about here on Good Day. 51 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday is upon us. Jennifer and Richie and I now have the services of one Richard Schimmel, who is the former BuzzFeed contributor, tech media observer. He is somebody that knows his way around technology, has a company that deals with it. So I wanted to start, Richard, if I may, with an overview. This cybersecurity bill that was passed last week under cover of darkness. Nobody really knew what they were voting for except the leadership. And I'm not giving these guys a pass because I'm sick of hearing stories from Washington about how, well, we'll read the bill after we pass it and fix whatever problems it has, that kind of crap. But I want to talk with you in a moment about what the average person can do to protect him or herself now that we know that basically anything and everything that you do could be monitored by some or get into the hands of some government agency. So we'll talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
All right, so Richard Schimmel is with us on the Tech Talk segment of the Good Day program. This bill A Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act. Most everybody that had seen it that's a lobbyist, no matter what side you're on, was against it. And it gets passed anyway. That's the kind of stuff that makes us want to demolish our entire system of government. Not so much the behind-the-scenes political aspects of this, but now that you can, you're likely to have anything that you're doing on your any device you use subject to scrutiny by the government. What do you do? Is there, do you suppose somebody will come up with some kind of protection, like the malware stuff that you get from Norton or whomever? Can you come up with some way of keeping this stuff from getting in the hands of people who have no business getting their hands on in the first place?
Well, if you look at the iPhone now, the government can't get into the new iPhones or the iPhone iOS 9. Once that phone is locked, you can't get into it. As for me, I don't mind what's going on with security. I believe that it's all filtered out anyway. I think that a lot of people are being way too paranoid about it, letting the government have it. They have it for security reasons. I was in an event with Dianne Feinstein about a year ago, and she noted that 72 events had been stopped because of information found from cybersecurity.
To individual accounts, individual conversations on individual private phones?
Not on private phones, but just what they picked up over the internet, over private phones.
I'd like to know what those 72, like, how serious was the problem that 72 issues represented?
She didn't go into it, but she was the head of that committee, and she did note it at the lunch. But Doug, there is a lady, it's real interesting, there's a girl that's a sixth grader that launched her own cybersecurity business that you can get a password that's really unbreakable from her for $2.
She's in the sixth grade?
She's in the sixth grade. Her name is Mira Modi, and she has diceware passwords. But I don't know whether that's going to help.
Somebody Google her. Go ahead. I'm just not one of the people that are on with me to Google her. I want to find out more about her if she's a sixth grader.
I think that paranoia runs rampant, and you know, for some it's there's a right to, but I don't mind my information out there.
So you're one of these guys that says, I don't care, I'm not doing anything wrong, they can monitor me?
Why not? You know,
we disagree on that one, pal.
Well, we disagree, but the thing is, if it can find a threat, I'm all for it.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying, but there's too much of it. I'm not doing anything. I feel the other way. I may not be doing anything, but I don't want other people knowing my business. I don't want. There's no business of the government, whatever I'm doing, no matter what it is.
But do they know your business unless they look at it? Okay.
Why should they have the option to look at it?
Because I agree with you on that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
All right. So I wasn't trying to play gotcha, but I just, there's no reason.
But you did.
But I wasn't aiming to do that. I think what we have here is we have a lot of trouble brought about by things that are going on in the real world. I understand that, but the way they go about trying to get the info is bothersome. Thank you. As Richard Schimmel with us here on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.